Hello again. Why are you so surprised to see me? I told you that we would be copulating again. I agree that it took me longer than I would have liked for this event to occur, but I required more time than anticipated to study and prepare for tonight. But you should not have doubted that I would return. A mistake, I'm sure, you will not repeat. If you must know, I decided that I would be killing two bats with one arrow. The full moon coinciding with All Hallows' Eve was too perfect an occurrence for me to merely experience the purported agony of anal intercourse. Your fear, while amusing, is unnecessary at this time. Save it for later, when the uncertainty and anxiety will make your thrusts clumsy and uncomfortable within me. I have taken care of everything else. This has become far too important for me to risk your fumbling. My ritual requires nothing of you but your penis, with you attached. This time, anyway. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that. I have read that fear has a negative effect on male erections, and I need you to be fully erect as soon as possible. Very well. Remove your pants. Do not be dense. Such obliviousness reminds me too much of my brother. I am quite sure you'd not wish me to treat you as how I treat him. You would not survive. Take off your pants. Now. I require access to your penis. Now lay down. If you cannot become erect on your own, even with me making the effort to look arousing enough, I will have to assist you. Honestly, had I known, I would not have tried. My mother's dresses are far too confining, and this lipstick, while the red color is blood-like enough for me to accept, I had not planned on this course of action, and I am annoyed that my efforts are going to be ruined earlier than I would have preferred. Although, knowing my mother, perhaps it won't be. If anything, this will add another layer of discomfort to the proceedings, and that is always welcome. Don't talk. I don't want you to distract me from any pain I might feel. It's a pity I no longer have a gag reflex. I read that males like it when, how was it put? Bitches gag on their cocks. Alas, so many years of poison tolerance building and sword swallowing lessons have left me without. Would it help you gain an erection faster if I pretended? At this point, there is very little I am unwilling to do to make your penis hard. Some of us are on a deadline for tonight. Oh. I see that my disdain and mild annoyance with your lack of self-sufficiency are at least slightly arousing to you. Your penis is twitching, like an earthworm on a hot sidewalk. How intriguing. Perhaps at a later date I will study this reaction more thoroughly. For now, though, you may writhe and make your pleasure noises. I recall just liking them greatly, so by all means. You may grab and yank my hair as well. I have read that twin braids are called handlebars in this kind of situation. I told you, this required a great deal of study. Knowledge is power, as they say, and I like power, especially over other people. But that is off the subject, and you still aren't erect. You seem to have gained some degree of self-control in my absence from your bed. How irritating. Pull my hair with as much strength as you can. Any added pains and torments are welcome. But don't talk. Your stuttering compliments are a unique agony that I have no desire to experience again. Well. Damn the fiery hills, I'm starting to enjoy this too much again. What is it with you being so pathetic and pitiful that makes me not unexcited? It's most vexing. But you're hard now, finally. Now, help me get this ridiculously tight dress up and over my hips. Honestly, how mother can even breathe in these are always a mystery to me. Now, I suppose the confinement is not unlike that of a straitjacket. And those are always comfortable on those dreary, sunlit days. Of course, I'm not wearing underwear. Since they would have been discarded anyways, I decided that stockings and a garter belt were sufficient for my seduction. Now, current knowledge now informs me that I could have dressed far more comfortably and been fine, so long as I sucked your penis and became annoyed with you. No, this time it shall be from behind, like awkwardly mating animals. You will dig your fingers too deeply into my hips and hopefully draw blood and leave lasting bruises. I will stare off into the distance while you grunt and moan above me, and I won't have to deal with your pleasant, disturbing kisses. I know you've been practicing with one of the other girls you work with, and I don't want that kind of skill here tonight. It is only a small plug. Hell's fire, you talk too much. You had the same problem last time, and it gave my body enough time to become aroused enough to ruin the experience. If you must know for this to continue, then suffice to say that while I long for the pain and agony and discomfort that anal penetration is supposed to invoke, I do not want any true and lingering damage to the mortal vessel that I am still forced to inhabit. And I know that you, stupid and considerate as you are, more's the pity, would stop the menstruations completely if such damages were inflicted. And while that would bring an entirely new level of suffering and awkwardness to this interaction, it is not one that I want at this time. Now, get behind me, shove my head down, yank out this plug, and plunge yourself harshly and fully into my ass. Do not twist it, damn you. Just wrench it from my body and thrust into me with as much force as you can. I made a mistake in coming back to you for this. You are far too considerate during sex, despite your inexperience. I should have found a new virgin to defile. Someone who would do as I say instead of trying to make my body feel... Finally. Oh, that is... Oh, an exquisite... Like my favorite acid. Don't wait for me to adjust. Dig your nails into my hips and start ramming into me. Interesting. Yanking my hair from this angle makes breathing a struggle. My throat is straining. My back feels like it might break. Excellent. Now, if you would actually start fucking me with animalistic abandon before I fully adjust to your size, that would be... Now, do. I hope I have bruises across my ass from this. Your hips are incredibly bony for your size. And they feel like hammers against my tender flesh. It is incredibly uncomfortable. I'm starting to acclimatize to your girth, unfortunately. Perhaps I should have used an even smaller plug, or merely a cursory stretch with my fingers. Are you going to come soon? I recall the feeling of your ejaculate being quite disgusting on my skin. What are you... Stop touching there. My pussy has no place in this tonight. I don't care how wet it is. Leave my clit alone. I will break your fingers if you do not touching me there. Grope my breasts if you must. Slap them, pinch them, twist them until they're black and blue. Just stop. No, you imbecile. Pinching my clit is not the same. That pain is... It's not pain. Not the kind I want. Not the kind I had before you started doing this. You're going to make me come again, aren't you? I curse you for that. I curse your bloodline. I curse your soul. I curse your penis for refusing to come when it would be the most painful. Fuck you. How dare you? How? Yes. Keep pounding into my ass. The oversensitivity is so close to painful. My muscles are cramping. My head is pounding. I feel like my ass is tightening all over again. Trying to force you out. I can hardly breathe. This agony, this torture, this... And of course, you had to come just now. You are... I am not even sure anymore. The more attentive you try to be, the more awkward it becomes. And the moments you actually give me what I tell you are so short-lived as to be a suffering in and of themselves. You are just confusing enough that I want to open you up and see what makes you so... you. Perhaps another night. It is 12 minutes past 3, and I have a ritual to complete now that I have the final ingredient. Rest well. In my studies, I found spells to fully restore a hymen, and a spell to gain complete and utter control of someone's orgasms. All I needed for that one was the evidence of such orgasms. You will give me what I want next time.